Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Banca Poalin Q2 2021 Results Conference Call. For your convenience, this call will be accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation. May we suggest, if you have not yet done so, that you access the presentation on the bank's website, www.bancapoalin.com, by clicking on Financial Information on the homepage, and then click on the Q2 2021 Results Presentation. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, August 16th, 2021. Our speaker today is Mr. Ron Geb, CFO. Also with us today are Mr. Victor Bahar, Chief Economist, and Ms. Tamar Koblen, Head of Investor Relations. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. Mr. Geb, would you like to begin?
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for our second quarter 2021 earnings call. In our call today, I will run you through the main drivers of our results and touch upon the strategic initiatives that support them. For the second consecutive quarter this year, Banca Poalin has delivered significant profitability, driven by robust growth of our loan book, the continued recovery of the global and Israeli economy, and the increase in CPI. We generated 1.4 billion shekel in net profit for the quarter and 2.77 billion shekel in net profit in the first half of 2021. Return on equity was 14.5% for the quarter and 14.1% for the six-month period. Before we elaborate on our performance, let us take a few moments to discuss the macroeconomic environment, which we can see on slide three of the presentation. The macro picture of the second quarter was very supportive for local banks. It was the first quarter since the outbreak of the pandemic, free of economic restrictions, while economic policy, monetary, and fiscal remained fairly expansionary. As a result, we witnessed a rebound in growth, which encompassed most economic sectors. The lifting of restrictions led to a surge in all kinds of services, even leisure and recreation. New home sales broke records, and Israeli high-tech companies raised unprecedented amounts of money in global markets. On the fiscal front, a new government was formed and successfully agreed on the budget for 2021 and 2022. More on the positive side, the trailing 12-month deficit decreased significantly to 9.3% of GDP. The decrease reflects the resilience of the economy and its ability to cope with adverse shocks. Another outcome of the reopening of the economy is the rise of inflation. Against the backdrop of the reopening of the economy, inflation picked up in the second quarter to an annual rate of 1.7%. This mainly resulted from energy and other commodity price hikes during the lockdowns. As for monetary policy, the current level of inflation is within the central bank's target range. Hence, we do not anticipate a rate hike in the near future. We do see changes in other monetary tools. For example, the Bank of Israel plan to provide the banking system with fixed rate loans in order to increase the supply of bank credit for small businesses has ceased. We also expect the government bond purchase program will come to an end this year. Before we conclude the macroeconomic part, as you are probably aware, the COVID case rate has risen in recent weeks, challenging the defenses created by the vaccines. The development of the fourth wave, the Delta wave, will clearly affect the pace and extent of restrictions to be reinstated. But having over 60% of the population fully vaccinated with two shots, the learning curve of the public in coping with lockdowns and restrictions, and the third shot booster rollout are relative advantages in dealing with the Delta wave. Our chief economist, Victor Bauer, who is joining me today, will be happy to address any question you may have in the Q&A session. In slide 4, we highlight our strong achievements in the second quarter and first half of the year. On the bottom line, we posted yet another very strong set of results, with 14.5% return on equity and 1.4 billion shekel in net profit. For the first 6 months of 2021, net profit is 2.77 million shekel and ROE is 14.1%. These impressive quarterly results were driven by growth of our operations, continued improvement in the economic environment that led to a further reserve release, and a positive impact of CPI. Beyond this robust result, the main achievement that we are proud of is our credit growth. We saw strong growth in the quarter across all segments of activity, which comes down to double-digit year-on-year growth. I'll discuss this in depth in the coming slides. No less important than the growth momentum is the quality of our book. Our credit quality indicators this quarter once again showcase the power of our conservative yet realistic approach to underwriting and risk. NPL declined to an almost pre-COVID level, and although we felt confident enough to further release the COVID reserve, we maintained it at a relatively high level to withstand any future development. On our capital position, as we filed a couple of weeks ago, our large buffers led us to declare a 617 million shekel dividend in respect of 2020 net profit to be paid in the coming days. Even after this distribution, our capital buffer remains substantially over target and will allow for continued growth of our book and further investments in our strategic initiatives. And lastly, on our strategy, we believe that our focus on rigorous execution is continuously bearing fruits, and our performance in recent quarters is a testament to our commitment to continuing on this path. Another strategic priority relates to our planned move to the new Poalim Center, which will centralize all head office units into one building in Tel Aviv. Our decision to stay in Tel Aviv and close to future significant public transportation hub is further validated in light of the expected changes in public transportation and the growing competition for employees, mainly IT employees. Our planned move is a step taken in order to improve efficiency as well as to improve our organizational culture, as I will detail later. I will now elaborate on each of these achievements, moving to slide 5, in which we present another strong quarter and half year with new highs in net profit and ROE. Our profitability in the quarter was positively impacted by an increase in financing income and by income from credit losses. Total expenses increased both on a Q&Q and year-on-year basis, reflecting a provision for performance-based bonuses as expense that we are happy to provide for. Moving to the main items of the balance sheet, our loan book and deposits on the next 3 slides. So on slide 6, total credit grew by 5.8% in the quarter or 10.2% year-on-year, continuing the strong momentum of the preceding 2 quarters. This is indeed an exceptional pace of quarterly growth, and it is direct outcome of our strategic focus on significantly growing across all segments of operation. And when looking at segments in next slide, slide number 7, we see, in fact, that commercial, middle market, and corporate, two key growth segments for the bank, grew by 16.1% and 14.4% year-on-year, respectively, reflecting our execution capabilities to deliver against the backdrop of the rebound of the Israeli economy. Most of the growth is driven by prosperity in real estate, as well as in commerce, industry, and financial services. Mortgages, which are another focus area, continue to grow by 11.8% versus last year, following 4.3% growth in the preceding quarter. As reflected in the official Bank of Israel data, the mortgage market continues to soar to new heights, and the volume of new mortgages taken reached an all-time high in July. The bank's continuous growth in the mortgage segment reflects its quick deployment of resources, its flexibility, and customers' trust. We believe that the trend in this segment is here to stay, and we continue to invest in strengthening our sales and service capabilities to further support future growth. Small businesses and households are segments we are closely monitoring as they were directly affected by the crisis. The trend in this segment is positive. Deferrals declined to very low numbers. The unemployment rate declined and private consumption recovered. More and more businesses reopened and rehired employees and made adjustments to live with COVID challenges and restrictions. Generally, being able to become leaner and pivot towards online models helped many businesses ride out the pandemic. The same can be said for individuals who learned to cope with the new normal. Accordingly, demand for credit in this segment is gradually coming back, and we saw 2.1% growth in credit for small businesses and 0.7% growth in credit for households in the quarter. Moving to slide 8. Slide 8 illustrates one of the most outstanding strengths of the bank, as deposits amounted to 483 billion shekel, 58% of which are retail deposits. These deposits grew by 7.8% year-on-year, and the LCR reached 140%. On the next two slides, we take a closer look at income and operating expenses. Starting with income items on slide 9, on the left-hand side, net financing profit, which includes net interest income and non-interest income, grew by 1% versus the last quarter, driven by the aforementioned growth of our loan book and the 1.3% change in the non-CPI. Fees were 1.8% lower than in the previous quarter, mainly due to a decrease in capital market fees. Note that other income in the previous quarter was affected by relatively high real estate realizations. On the right-hand side, income from regular financing activity was up 8.6% this quarter, supported by credit growth and the increase in the CPI. Accordingly, the financial margin shows an increase to 1.87%. The growth in regular financing activity was mitigated by a slight decrease in income from investment in shares, which in the previous quarter included higher income from Poalim Equity, our real investment arm, as well as from a Nostro investment by the bank. Moving to discuss expenses on slide 10, reported total expenses in the quarter increased by 3.2% versus the last quarter as a result of an increase in the provision for bonuses, in line with the high performance of the bank. However, the underlying expenses stayed relatively flat and reflect our disciplined management of costs and efficiency program, an impressive achievement taking into account our growth momentum. As I mentioned in previous calls, cost control continues to be a top priority for the bank. Our recent announcement regarding the deal to purchase land in Tel Aviv and centralize all head office units is another expression of our approach to efficiency as a way of life. On slide 11 and 12, we present the continued positive trends in asset quality. We continue to see a reduction in deferred loans, which at the end of the quarter accounted for only 1.1% of total credit versus 14.5% in June 2020. The decline in deferrals is providing greater clarity on the actual condition of our credit portfolio. On the right-hand side, NPLs substantially declined in the quarter due to higher collections as well as an improvement in borrowers' economic position. NPLs are now almost at pre-COVID level, reflecting the encouraging trend in asset quality. On the next slide, you can see how we further reversed the cushion we built during the first three quarters of 2020. But this quarter, we also booked income from individual provision as we recognized high collections coupled with relatively low regular individual provision. Overall, we recognize income of 647 million shekel from credit losses. On the right-hand side, we present the development of the allowance for credit losses. The allowance was built up in 2020, and in the last two quarters, the improving economic fundamentals and positive asset quality trends led us to partially reduce it. The allowance currently stands at 1.72% of RWA, and is more than twice the NPL balances. To summarize these two slides, maintaining a high-quality loan book supported by large reserves is a key for us, and we remain vigilant in following COVID-19 developments and implications. Slide 13 shows the development of our capital base. Our Core Tier 1 capital ratio slightly decreased this quarter due to the rapid growth in credit we introduced to a level of 11.61%. This is well above the current Bank of Israel minimum requirements and our own internal targets. This substantial reserve has already allowed us to declare a dividend payment with respect to 2020 profits, which will be paid in the coming days. Even after this distribution, the bank has a significant capital buffer to both support growth and fund additional capital return. Together with our proactive approach during the current distribution announcement, it may support the resumption of capital return, subject, of course, to the required approval and development of COVID in Israel, among other matters. Let us now move to slide 14, where we detail our strategy. It's important to highlight that all our efforts, projects, initiatives, and achievements are the results of rigorous execution of our strategy. The main pillar, growth in existing lines of business, touches upon all spheres of our activity. The aim is to grow the volume of our activity with retail, commercial, and corporate banking customers while continually improving the value proposition for our customers. The broad-based growth of our loan book demonstrates our high capability to execute our strategy. The second pillar, creating a new way to bank, is centered on the development of new digital distribution channels, services, and products, with an emphasis on advanced data analysis capabilities and an outstanding user experience. Clearly, our most remarkable move within this pillar is the BIT application, used by 2.5 million customers from all banks. While it is still too early to assess how this market may develop, BIT provides us with a substantial footprint in the world of future banking. The third pillar deals with the infrastructure required in order to power our growth strategy. The bank will work to provide processes encouraging a customer-centric, growth-supporting organizational culture, enabling to improve its delivery and time to market. One of the ways to realize this goal was the broad implementation of an agile model at the bank in order to enhance processes of product development. I'm now moving to slide 15 to touch upon our strong brands of the bank and BIT, which continuously win prizes and recognition. We were recently ranked top brands in the banking and financial services category and in the apps and digital wallets category of the prestigious Globe's Brand Index. This is just one of many expressions of BIT's popularity and of the way it's becoming a synonym for payments. Before we conclude and open the call for the Q&A session, let me summarize the key takeaways from the quarter on slide 16. This is yet another quarter of high profitability with return on equity of 14.5%. Our loan book growth of 10.2% versus last year was characterized by broad and diversified growth. We delivered strong core banking income. Our loan book continued to improve, showing almost pre-pandemic levels of quality indicators. Our capital position reflects a significant buffer, allowing for capital distribution, the first of which was just recently declared. And finally, BIT, our most important digital asset, which as presented in the previous slide, continues to gain popularity. Looking ahead, we are satisfied with the bank's performance this quarter. Obviously, it was affected by the economic rebound and market conditions in the quarter, but more important, it reflects our strong growth in core banking and our commitment to deliver on our strategy. With that said, let's open the call for your questions. Back to you, operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavi Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Chris Reimer on for Tavi. Thank you for taking my questions. You talked about the strong loan growth. This is something we've seen across the industry at different paces. So I was wondering, what are the driving forces there, and do you see it as sustainable, and is there a risk that increased level of competition will lead to some pricing pressures?
Thank you, Chris, for the question. Well, that's a very hot topic. What we see is if you look at our numbers and our growth, we see diversified growth in all segments, both in retail, especially in mortgages, and also in corporate and mid-market, and corporate in several segments, not only real estate, but also industry and commerce. So overall, what we see is the demand for credit is higher. Of course, it reflects both the rebound or recovery or restart of the economy, but also our capabilities and our implementation of our strategy as well. And obviously, there is competition. The competition is good. It's not something new. And let's say that the capital buffers that the industry have and also liquidity put the competition maybe more severe, but we know how to handle it, both monitoring risk and also mitigate the demand and deliver growth in our businesses. And mm-hmm. If you look at our Q&Q growth for the quarter, you can see that, for example, at the corporate level, we grew about 9% in real estate, 9% in industry, and also almost 6% in commerce and financial, more than 15% in the quarter. So overall, we see diversified growth, continuous growth all over the segments. We still monitor and balance risk and growth. And of course, obviously, in this situation, there is some pressure on prices. You can see it in several segments. This is very logic also due to the low interest rate level. But we know how to handle it, how to balance the risk and prices. And overall, when we look at our growth at the quarter, and also let's take the two consecutive or three consecutive quarters, we see that overall we are managing to grow our revenues and profit. So we compensate by growth over the competition and maybe some pressure on the prices.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. And just looking at the LLPs over the past 18 months, your provisions levels significantly exceeds the amount of recoveries. So I'm wondering if you're still cautious about the outlook and what maybe is keeping you from releasing more recoveries at this stage.
Okay, thank you. That's also another hot topic when looking globally and also on the industry. So you mentioned the allowances, and like I mentioned in my presentation, we made some reverse in some portion of the allowance. We built some reserve in 2020, and we felt confident in releasing some of this reserve. Doesn't different much than what we see globally or all over the industry, because we see the recovery and the rebound of the market, Israeli market. We see improvement in the portfolio quality. If we look on the NPLs, if we look on the deferrals that reach very low levels comparing to the peak that was in June last year. So we made some adjustments to the allowances. You have to take into account that we still are in high level of allowances, higher than what we had before the pandemic, and our coverage ratio is more than 200%. So as for today, we feel very confident with the release and very confident with the level of provision that we have. Of course, this level should also deal with any deterioration with the situation. And if I can add something more about the fourth wave, the Delta wave, because it's something that's evolving in these days. So obviously, the infection rate is higher, but we see as the same war between the two rivals, you know, the virus and the population, but actually it's different because, like we see, the people, the businesses learned, had the learning curves and learned from the previous waves. And, of course, the level of infection is higher, but take into account that also the vaccination rate is high, although the efficiency is lower, still make it different situation. And when we are looking at the future, we have enough reserves to deal with any deterioration, but we think that as long that there won't be severe changes in the pandemic, the situation will be different than in the first and second wave as looking at the market.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very helpful. That's it for me.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. This concludes the Bank Hapoalim Q2 2021 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.